Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
You gotta get on the radio. 877-733-1011. This is Around the House with Eric G. If you're listening to the podcast, this is hour number two. We're talking real estate. We've got Cindy Thackeray from John L. Scott Real Estate in here. And this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is cracked or crumbling foundations killing your real estate deal? Ironic. This is a good segment for this. For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. And that is CCB number 94222. Well, we've had Gary in Portland, who has been like hanging out over here, patiently waiting to get on the radio. Welcome to Around the House, Gary.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I just have a couple quick questions. And I've got a house that with the old asbestos siding on it.
All right.
And in general, it's in pretty good shape, but I do have a few broken pieces.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if there's somebody that replaces that now. I've called around and everybody says, oh, no, replace the whole thing and all that, this and that. But it really doesn't need to be replaced, the whole house. It's just one or two places, or maybe up to 10 or 12 pieces that are cracked or broken. And I know they make a replacement for the siding, but I can't find anybody to put it on. Is there?
Well, and here's your problem, man, and I'll be honest, that asbestos siding is durable. It is awesome. It is so awesome, it's hazardous. And that's the problem with it. You know, I mean, it's great on the side of your house, don't get me wrong, but if it gets up in the air and starts, you know, becoming friable, and that's when everybody's got the issues with it. So yeah, it's a tough one because, you know, the state and federal governments are really hammered down on people on the asbestos stuff. So, you know, you're kind of left to either doing a DIY fix on that right there, or kind of abating that side of the house and replacing that side with something that matches out of cedar or something that looks, and leaving the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, it's all been painted in the past several times. So,
Do you have all the pieces there at least?
Oh, I don't know where they are.
Okay.
I don't know where the pieces are. I mean, the broken pieces are always, have been painted over and this and that, but it's just that I like to fix them up or replace them because I know they make a non-asbestos shingle.
Yep. They do. I mean, that would be the only other choice, would be go in there and replace the broken ones with that. And, you know, just be careful doing it. I'd want to wet things down. You don't want to have any sign of dust. Put on a nice respirator and do something like that. You could follow the rules and make that safe and still make that repair, you know, as a homeowner. There's ways to get around that so you can just be safe doing it. But that's what I would do instead of, you know, just to buy yourself some more time because, you know, heck, if you got a fire in the neighborhood, you got the last house standing because that asbestos is going to hold up.
So true.
And so, I mean, it's good stuff, but yeah, it's hazardous. That's the bad part.
Oh, okay. One other question, I guess, it's a rental. I'm thinking about selling it, but, before that, I have my bathroom, years and years ago had been covered over with, something like Marlite. I believe they call it Marlite. It's kind of like a hardboard type stuff.
Okay.
On the walls and everything. And I was thinking about taking that down and I was looking underneath there and it looked like it's actual plaster, that a real smooth plaster that's painted, you know, it's very, very smooth.
Okay.
And, I'm wondering if, if I took that Marlite off, mm-hmm. Can those walls be textured in any way, or would I have to take the lath or take the plaster all the way down to the lath?
If it's not busted up,
or what?
Now, if it's not busted up, you should be able to just fix out where those holes are and that stuff and patch it. You know, unless it's missing up there. I mean,
yeah,
I'd go after and try to see if you could patch it. That you definitely get that paneling down because that's gonna super date that thing as far as you know looking good in there.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, but the walls are really smooth. That you know, it's not textured like sheetrock would
that's
be.
That's okay, man.
Like that.
I mean, that smooth plaster is actually a more expensive, desirable finish. So I would I would take a look at that. I mean, I would not want to texture over that unless I had so many sins that I was trying to cover up with.
Yeah.
You know, I would try to keep that as smooth as you can. One thing too, I'm just looking here. I just got a message in. Bear with me as I pull it up here. I think I have a listener that's commenting in on this on Facebook, and let me grab what Mike's saying here. He's a listener to the show, and he said that there was a place down here in Salem, and as this is loading up, I'll tell you. There are some concrete replacements out there. He says Kilgore Blackman in South Salem was making a concrete replacement down there. So so check around. There are some replacements out there made out of concrete, it looks like. So that might be a good slide-in replacement for a repair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I am aware of that.
Great.
I just didn't couldn't find any contractor in it who wants to even mess with it.
Nope.
I'll probably have to end up doing it. I know it's pretty difficult to do because you end up breaking some that you don't need. They were good trying to replace that siding.
And I'll be honest, you're not going to find a contractor out there that wants to touch that just because they have such a liability on following all those rules out there. It's a hot mess on it. So every single one of them out there that I'm aware of is going to tell you to remove it. So it's going to be DIY fix all the way.
Is that in a pretty expensive process?
You know, it's not bad for them to come in and abate like that. They'll come in, they'll test it to make sure it's asbestos, which, you know, you're pretty much guaranteed it is. But they'll come in and knock that down and get it out of there. You know, it's actually not that expensive because it busts up pretty easy on that. So I've seen those jobs on that be, you know, not crazy. So there'll be companies that you can get online and they'll come out and give you a free estimate on that most of the time and tell you what it'll cost. And then you can make a good assessment of what the cost versus value is.
Yeah, actually, it was put over over lap cedar.
Oh man!
Siding, so,
jeez,
so,
that's too bad.
That cedar siding is still in good shape. I've seen it, before underneath the asbestos siding.
Well, that might be an option for you. Well, Gary, thanks a lot for calling in, man. We appreciate it, and thanks for listening to Around the House. Well, man, we've got that asbestos stuff is, and the problem is, I don't know what you think, Cindy, but I think there might be some, if you went to put that on the market, you'd have some issues out there.
Oh, yeah, we would definitely have to disclose what type of siding that is, and you're going to look at, you know, it's a scary word, asbestos.
Yes.
People are super nervous about
they
it.
They freak out over
they
that.
They do, especially in Portland.
Yep.
And so it's probably something that would be worth value to you to redo in general.
Yeah, because if you're going to put that up in the market, let's say, that's going to be one big red flag
exactly.
That's going to hit you hard. So it's almost better just to go in there and get new siding, get it abated,
and get
that street appeal back.
Speaking of those asbestos and lead-based paint type of things, we're discovering that some of the, with the DIY stuff and your tearing out some sheetrock and you're tearing out some flooring, they're now asking you at some of the disposal units, if you want a dumpster, they're going to ask you what you're dumping and they want it tested first before they will take it.
Metro, and this is something that's going to happen around the country. You're going to see this happen, and it's happening in Portland. It's going to happen across the state here as well. It's going to happen up in Washington. You're going to have to do this. We come back. We'll be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Said I was afraid to let go.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Listen to a little Jade there. He was actually playing at the old Redmond Firehouse in Redmond, Washington last night, opening up for a band up there. So that kid's getting out, and I'll let you guys know the next time he's down here, he'll be playing in Portland in April. So I'll share all that stuff out. Well, welcome back to Around the House. We always talk about a little music around here as well. I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011 because, you know, we're talking home improvement here, but this segment Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. More rain is coming. If you've got a leaky basement, call Western Construction Systems for a free and reasonable estimate. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and that's CCB number 94222. They're there to fix that concrete and whatever else out there. And even if you're out there and you've got that block or brick or terracotta foundation, you want to earthquake retrofit it, they've got that new FRCM stuff. They can actually fix that and make it strong again with some of these new technologies. So pretty cool stuff. So I'm in here with Cindy, and we're talking about real estate, and we're talking about, well, we've had all these great callers, but I want to talk about curb appeal because it's such a big deal. Well, it's that first impression.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, people, they decide whether they're going to love this house within seconds these days. And so giving them that first impression is huge.
Yeah.
And clean, it's really not a lot of work that needs to be done. Getting some nice bark dust out there to clean it up. Yep. Take care of those weeds and the moss that we see here in Oregon in our grass.
The moss in the grass and the carpet of moss on the roof.
Yes, definitely take care of that. Number one.
What's that green blanket wrapping the house?
Yeah. And you mentioned the door.
Yeah.
Just a paint job on the door can go miles. And some potted plants to add a little bit of character. Just
give it a little bit of love. Hold on here. We got some calls coming in. Let's jump in here. 877-733-1011 is the number. I've got Donovan in there answering phones. The Spider-Man, he's got his arms rolling around out there. He's got phones in his hands trying to get all of them right now. You can see those things move. All right, let's jump out here to Lori. Welcome to Around the House. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
Hi.
This is Lori. Hello.
Hi, Lori.
I enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you. What can I help you with today?
Saturday excitement for the anyway, you're very informational and I enjoy it, and I have some questions.
Sure.
I have an old house, and it was built in 1939. Mm-hmm. And I had the 50-year-old furnace replaced when I moved in, and the pipes are still wrapped in like the asbestos in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And someone suggested, you know, to save me money to just, I just wrapped, you know, something else around that. But that's a no-go for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get that stuff abated. I mean, doing that is not crazy expensive. You can have it tested just to verify. But if you want to get it removed, it's not crazy to get it removed. You know, it's not tens of thousands of dollars, but you could spend a couple thousand dollars on it pretty easily. But it does make it go away.
Oh, okay. That's a good thought. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
And another thing on my crawl space, I've never been in the crawl space since I moved in. And I did have AC connected to my furnace. Mm-hmm. And the guys put the piping in, but I've never had my crawl space inspected, and I fear what might be there.
I would have that thing inspected because that, even if you can just stick your head down there and look at it, it's going to be a big deal. See
well,
if you can get
actually, there's actually doors that open, and you can actually step into it.
Oh, yeah. If there's a way to you or have somebody else come in and take a look at that, I'd have that inspected because I recommend every couple of months somebody doing that.
Really? Oh, wow.
Well, because here's what can happen. You can have rodents. You can have a water leak. You can have big issues down there. I mean, you could have a family living down there. You wouldn't know what was going on.
Oh,
so.
Lord. Don't tell me that.
And we actually have seen that in Portland.
Yeah, I have seen in Portland where there's actually people living there. So not to scare you, but that's one of those things that I would have taken care of.
The covering on it seems pretty heavy duty, and they did a nice job. A contractor built this house years ago for his wife, And so there's a lot of little nice amenities in here.
Nice.
But I still, I never go in. I don't want to go in there.
All right. Well, I'd have somebody go down and take a look at that just to make sure, because that's just good maintenance to keep an eye on that, okay?
And then, I started to call John's Waterproofing, but I'm not sure. I know you probably can't recommend anybody.
I do recommend people. If you're going to have somebody do it, I work with Western Construction Systems. They're a major show sponsor, and that's who I always recommend. They'll come out and give you a reasonable estimate and take a look, and they might look out there and say, that thing looks beautiful, do nothing. So I'd give them a call. They'll do it for free. They'll call, take a look at it for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a million. Yeah. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
Good work.
All right. Thank you for listening. Let's jump out here to Linda. Welcome to Around the House.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. What can I help you with today?
Well, I'm in a small town, and in one part of the town is lower than the road grades.
Okay.
And, they have sometimes, like now with the rain, it's just puddled in the yards and under the houses. And in trying to figure out how to do a vapor barrier, this has just gone on for years and years on these older houses, turn of the, 19th century.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, not too sure how to attack it. That already has mold, black mold, and problems and rot. But if it's saving some of these houses, but in the meantime, I was more concerned about maybe stopping any more damage. And how to do a vapor barrier that way.
Yeah, a vapor barrier down there is a 6 mil plastic that goes out and it's rolled up down there. But I would have somebody come in and inspect that just to see if you need vapor barrier and what your rot and other issues are, because many times you can go down there and clean the crawl space out and look at it.
Right, we got half a town that way.
Oh,
very,
wow.
Very poor community here, very poor.
Gotcha.
There's no way they can afford that sort of thing. And it is standing water under some of these houses.
That's, something like that, I always recommend making sure that the gutters get, that's a pretty low-cost solution. If you can get those gutters to come down and go into a system where they go 10, 12 feet away from the house, that'll help, reduce that chance of the water getting underneath there. And then if not, you can sit there and, put some good vapor barrier down, but maybe even a sump pump. Well, Linda, thanks for calling into Around the House.
Well, I had more questions, too.
All right. Well, let me stick you on hold, Linda, and we'll sit tight. We'll jump back on you here in just a second after the break. 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. With Eric G. We're talking home improvement like we do every Saturday from noon to 2. We like to take all your calls at 877-733-1011. Let's get those calls in before we run out of time, because I hate leaving people on hold. 877-733-1011. If you're shy, and I get it, you don't want to go on the radio, you can always email me at ath@kxl.com. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, that is Around the House with Eric G. And take a look up there. I do have our new chat board feature going up there, so you can take a look at that on Around the House Nation there. And one more thing. Take a look up. I just posted up. Everybody blames their oven when they burn something in it or they don't cook it enough. It's always the oven's fault. Well, maybe it is the oven's fault. I posted up on there how to fine-tune your oven to actually, so when you turn it to 400 degrees, it's at 400 degrees. When I did mine, it was 40 degrees off. So
wow.
Good job, Julie, because at least you're cooking stuff and it's turning out good. She knows how to adjust the temperature. For me, I don't have an excuse. I blame the oven. But let's go back out here to Linda, who was on hold over the break. Let me help you with your other questions. Welcome back.
Yes. The other was months ago, It was somebody called in from Washington County.
Yep.
They could check out one of those. If you could give me the name and where, what agency, government agency, we might borrow one from to have it at the library. He checked that thermal gun out at the local library in Washington County.
Yep, that's where he said you could check it out from.
Because of the roof leaking.
Yep, you could check those out from the Washington County Library over there. That you could actually check that tool out.
No. We're down in Coos County.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm not sure what you have in Coos County down there. You might be able to rent them from a tool rental store. That's where I would start down there. Yeah, I would take a look at those because that is a more high-tech home improvement tool. But I know that some of the Home Depot tool rentals had been able to check those out at times. So I'm not sure what down there in your area they've got, but that's where I would start.
Okay, so it's called a thermal.
It's a thermal imaging gun. What? Yeah, so it's a thermal imaging gun. So I actually have my own, but you can actually sit there and pull the trigger on it, and it'll tell you the temperature of what the area is that you're at. So you could actually look at a wall and see moisture intrusion because the moisture carries heat differently than when it's dry. So it works out really good for checking out moisture problems.
Will it go far enough through to find a roof leaks down here?
You can. Yeah, I've seen it, especially if it's getting the drywall and stuff. If it's getting into the insulation, you can sure use it for that.
So it'll get the rafters and the ceiling joists.
Yeah, you'll be surprised how much it does.
Super.
All right, okay, what station are you listening to us on down there, Linda?
That would be KWO.
Awesome. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you calling in and appreciate you with all these great questions today. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you being on the air and having that information available and the call-ins and how people, what they're doing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Wow, what a great call. And those thermal imaging guns, I use those things all the time because they are great. It's shocking when you walk around your house with them to see where the insulation works and where it doesn't, even in a newer house.
It's a lot of fun.
I know it. Yeah, you can borrow mine.
Okay, cool.
So that's the fun part with some of these tools is you can do a lot with them. And they're great. If you actually were to have a home energy audit done, they walk around with those things and it's part of the thing that they do testing. But I want to jump back on and start talking about interiors because there's so many myths about inside the house of what people should do. And if you got questions, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And of course, the segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at adarehomes.com. CCB number 593. That's a small 593 number. You got guys out there with 200,000 number CCB numbers. These guys have been around for 50 years. So that's the cool part. So talking about the inside of the home, you get people going, well, I'm thinking about doing that kitchen remodel and then selling the house. That might not always be their best return, could it?
Yeah, I would recommend calling your agent, and if they are experienced, they can guide you in what is kind of the new up and coming thing that is really seeing the highest return. Time and time again, I've had clients call and be like, okay, we did our remodel and they spent all this money on something that wasn't going to give them the return. Mm-hmm. It was just totally wacky. So have somebody in there to give you a little bit of site advice. But I would say the top changes is flooring. If you've got original carpet in there and it's 10, 15 years old, you got cats, dogs, and kids, it's time for it to go. It's probably got a stink to it. So, and then kitchen is king always. Yep. It gives the best appeal. But you don't need to go and spend top dollar unless you're going to be there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You just want to get it so that it looks good. And then the third thing would be bathrooms.
Yep.
Those top three are
they're
key.
Big. And from the buyer's standpoint, the one warning I want to give out to buyers out there as well, and I see this because I get calls here, I get people asking me on the design side of things, because after all, I'm an interior designer by trade as well, but I will have people, they'll buy the house and go, oh, these people put in this great new quartz countertop. I love it. It's my favorite. And I want to replace the cabinets. And it's like, ooh, you are out of order so many times. you know, you might find a contractor, you know, a contractor to actually peel that up, but you kind of got about a 50-50 shot of breaking it.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's broken, you're not putting it back together easily without it looking like you broke it.
Well,
so,
and that's some solid glue they're using on there. So
they don't come up easy.
No. And you know. Yeah, you're doing it backwards. You may just have to pick another color.
Oh, you're paying to haul it off, or you're going to be refacing them, which isn't my favorite.
No.
You know, I mean, you know, you think about it, and that's why I don't like the, you know, the I'm going to remodel your kitchen in 7 days program. And that drives me insane because you might update a kitchen in 7 days, but you're sure not doing it right in 7 days. So
Right. That's
one of my things that I shake my head at. And if I'm offending you because you have a business out there of doing it, well, deal with it because I don't think it's right. That's my two cents and that's my opinion, because I tell you what, a real remodel, if you're doing it right, where you're upgrading electrical, you're going to be waiting 7 days just to get the inspector out there. You know, when you get your electrical permit, you get your plumbing permit, you get your HVAC, you get all those things done, you know. And also, I want to give a tip out there as well. You know, if you're going to be doing these things, why don't you do it right and pull the permits?
Oh, yes.
You know, it's tough. And one thing that I've seen from the remodeling side of it, if you're in the city of Portland and you are in a older house or anywhere in Oregon, or even if you're in Richland, I don't care where you're at, go down and talk to your local building department and compare with the square footage of the house that's permitted with the house that you're buying. Because I have seen more times than not somebody that goes out and goes, I just got this 2,300 square foot house in Portland. They go to pull permits and they're like, no, it's 762 square feet because the second story wasn't permitted and the basement wasn't permitted. And now you paid for three times the house than you really got.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that are not, I mean, in the Northwest, most people don't grandfather those things out. And if they converted a attic and they converted a basement, and you got to go spend six figures to get that up to code to get your square footage back that you thought you bought,
mm-hmm.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big one. And I tell you what, there's so many homes in this town and in any town when you look out there that have those, you know, those porches that were converted and all those things that try to get, it's an hour at the city permit office. It's worth looking at.
And it saves a ton of heartache if you decide to sell your house. And all of a sudden, those buyers and agents are asking,
yeah.
Hey, did you permit this?
Everybody's going to be happier.
Right.
We come back one last segment just as soon as Around the House returns. All over the radio. Short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric Chee. I just love that song. Hey, I want everybody to tune in this week. I'm going to be putting up some fun stuff on the Around the House with Eric Chee Facebook page this week. And I've got this whole new chat room going up here as well, which is Around the House Nation. Take a look on there. It's going to be a fun group that I can kind of moderate and keep everybody playing nice and respectful and all that good stuff. But we're going to have stuff up there all week long. I'm going to be on vacation this week, so I'm going to be posting some stuff up there as well. We'll be having some fun on Facebook. I just got a tip here that was kind of cool. Rich just sent me an email and said that he found an asbestos siding replacement on the shelf at Hippo Hardware in Portland. So if you're out there looking for to repair that stuff, that's where you can get that stuff. So anyway, that's the tip of the day there. So I'm sitting here talking with Cindy Thackeray from John L. Scott Real Estate. She has been our guest in the studio today. And I wanted to talk here, we've only got a few minutes left, but I wanted to talk again about, you know, just inside the home. People, there's so many cool vintage homes out there. And then some people decide they watch the greatest and best flipping show and decided that they want to gut the place. What's your thoughts on that? Because sometimes leaving it's a better plan. There we go.
If it's true vintage, leave it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's original shag carpet, You know, actually, kind of the shag look is coming back.
So some of that get, 70s is actually not a bad thing.
Yeah, you can get some of the new stuff in there,
yeah.
But keep the light fixtures, the, you know, the vintage push-button lights switches. Those are amazing.
By the way, people, that brushed bronze and gold is back.
It is.
So don't go taking it out, because that stuff is worth more than what you're going to put back in there.
Well, it depends. Yeah.
If it's, there's always depends,
if
for sure.
If it's the 90s gold, want to consider.
VH1, best of the 90s, wants their stuff back.
Yeah, but you know, the millennials that are coming up, they are actually are really into this type of a home.
Yeah.
And they are loving the eclectic ability that comes with a vintage home.
Nice. So clean it up. Don't have to go out and gut it and throw it in a dumpster and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
See, those are great tips. And then, you know, the, like, you know, we talk about on the inside, but the hardwoods and the, just those care of those materials can go a long way.
They really can. And, you know, part of being a homeowner is maintenance.
Yep.
And love your home, because it's an investment. And so if you're doing these tips, and I have these on my Tool Tip Tuesdays, I'll teach you how to use some of the stuff where you can fix cabinet doors or certain things to repair things so you don't have
to. So how do people find these Tool Tip Tuesdays, by the way?
You can follow me on my Facebook, Cindy Thackeray, Real Estate Broker.
Nice.
You can follow me on Instagram, Real Estate by Cindy T. Or you can message me on my website, CindyT@JohnLScott.com.
There you go. So cool. So, I mean, what are the, you know, we only got about 2 minutes left here, but what are some of the things that, if someone is out buying a house right now, you know, we've talked a lot about prepping. If we've got another, if you're looking out there going right now, what would you suggest is the best process? You know, if you're, I'm going to buy a house in the next 3 months, what would you tell them to do?
Well, you really need to look at your finances first, meet with a lender. You've got to figure out what you can actually afford. Interest rates are, we're seeing a rise. They're predicted to have another couple of rises. So what is that going to do to your buying power? It's good to know that in advance before you get discouraged. It is a, it can be a tough market out there. So, and then sitting down with a realtor and actually discussing how you go about buying a home.
There you go. There you go.
Knowledge
that
is power.
Planning goes a long ways. And unfortunately, that's kind of the bad part, is with the house prices fairly quickly rising compared to other years, and you know, the cost of stuff, as far as the cost of the money you're getting with the interest rate, it's getting more expensive every day.
Yeah, it really is. But it is doable.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And so a little bit of planning goes a long way before you go out and fall in love with that thing and have to jump into the fire sale again.
Yeah. If you think that you're going to go to an open house and you're going to buy that house that day, good luck. Let me know if you can, because
you're in trouble.
Yeah, there's probably multiple offers, or it's going to go above asking.
So. Well, Cindy, thanks for so much for coming in today. It's been awesome having you in. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah, it's been a blast. Thank
you. Yeah, this is cool. And we just did a live video up here during the break, during the one. So take a look. You can find it up there. It's pretty fun. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to Mixmaster Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. And of course, to Donovan, the Spider Sergeant, who rocked the Communication Center. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening, as we want you to join us next week from noon to two, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G.
Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.